You've tuned in to Two Blind Squirrels today. So sit right back and see what Brad and Chaz will say. This show's a lot better than a lot of things today. And here's just to name a few. It's better than the price of a brand new TV.
It's better
than holding your Wii for a Wii.
It's better
than getting a credit card for something free.
It's better
than too many facelifts.
Two Blind Squirrels in the morning, Two Blind Squirrels at night. You can listen anytime at all, radio on demand, it's alright.
Alright, well, welcome back to Two Blind Squirrels. I'm Brad.
I'm Faith.
And we're here to talk to you for a few minutes. Enjoy.
Two Blind Squirrels in the morning, Two Blind Squirrels at night. You can listen anytime at all, radio on demand, it's all right.
Yeah. Jazz hands.
Well, we have successfully negotiated through the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory movie.
Yes, we have. The new one.
The new one, yes. The other one was called Willy Wonka
and the Chocolate Factory.
Something like that. Anyway, so we watched that finally. Finally got through that creepy thing.
It wasn't creepy.
It was a little creepy.
He was creepy.
He was disturbing. But there was just so many parts of it that were a little creepy.
He was creepily eccentric.
Mm-hmm.
We had to explain to Helen what eccentric meant.
Yeah. And she was scared to go to bed because she didn't want to get sucked up in the pipe. The chocolate pipe.
Yeah. But we told her she was a good little girl.
So little girls don't get sucked up the chocolate pipe. Anyway. It was interesting. Well, this marks the end of audit week.
Audit week.
Or hell week, or whatever you want to term it. It was bad. It was not fun.
No.
I got to spend like 10 minutes on the ministry this week. My life ministry, you know, down in the community there.
Yeah.
MyLifeMinistries.org. Mm-hmm. I didn't get to see...
I saw you for 10 minutes.
Yeah, I didn't get to see my family... very much. I didn't see Charlie at all. I haven't seen Charlie since Monday of last week.
Are you okay?
No, I'm a little jittery.
Having withdrawals?
Yeah,
you're gonna make it? No Brad T for a week.
No Brad T, no Chaz, no Amy T. It's just me and lonely old pickup truck driving back and forth. And just when I thought I was gonna stay at my dad's, I was gonna stay over at my dad's one night so I didn't have to make the long drive and I'd get to visit with him and that'd be good, right?
Right, yeah.
Well, just when that
happened. No stress at Dad's.
No. So just when I was going to go do that, they're like, well, you don't have to come in tomorrow. So that was Thursday night. I was going to stay over and then come in Friday. And they said, well, the auditors are leaving early in the morning. They're not going to see anybody. They're just coming in. You know, they're just coming in to kind of wrap things up. And they won't be meeting with anybody. And so they said, they don't need to meet with you. So I'm like, okay, so that's great. I can work from home. But then I got to come home, which was great.
Right, right. Because I'd have watched Lost without you.
It was another 8 o'clock home, coming home thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, there's no watching Lost without me.
I can't. No. I'd have watched it, told you I didn't watch it, and then watched it with you again.
You wouldn't have lied to me. I'd have known it. I'd have known it if you lied. So, yeah, so that was fun, man. That was a stressful week. Stressful. Very stressful.
Yeah, it was kind of weird not having you home.
You know, even when I was home, I mean...
You weren't really home.
There was a big decompression time of coming home by myself. That was actually a blessing from God because I get to sit in the truck by myself and not think about or try to stop thinking about work before I got home.
Mm-hmm.
But even once I was home, I just wanted to rest.
Yeah.
It wasn't really like I wanted to... participate much. I enjoyed being close to you, but just like one of those dogs, I just want to sit close to you and, you know, nudge you every once in a while. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And then Friday was good, though. I mean, Friday was pretty stressful, too, because my regular job was going on, too, at the same time.
Right.
And, you know, plus they came the first week of the month, which is always bad.
Yeah.
Because that's when all the data comes in, so everybody has questions and problems, and this didn't load right, and that didn't load right, and what's about this? And so,
what is it that you do?
I'm a DBA. Database administrator.
What is it that you do?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I do. I serve people. Uh-huh. Calling from God.
Yeah. He doesn't know what he does.
I do know what I do.
He has no idea what he does. He asked me what his title was. I don't know.
That's not what I asked you.
You asked what your title was.
Not at work. I didn't mean at work. What was I asking about? I don't even remember
the title of your book you were writing.
Oh, yeah.
But I thought you meant the title of your job. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what you're new.
It's like specialist.
Chandler. He's like Chandler. What did Chandler ever do? Nobody knew.
I'm a specialist.
He's a comptroller. Is that what she said? Grief. Sorry, I didn't mean to yell that. Ooh, transponder. That's what she said.
A transponder.
Transponder.
That's
no.
It's not even a word. And if it is a word, it's like some kind of electronic product.
That's what you do.
Turn the transponder to F.
You're a transponder. It's like some bad science fiction movie. You're a transponder. That's the new thing you do.
That's the new thing I do?
You're a transponder.
Well, so there you have it. That's what I did this week.
It was very interesting.
Yeah, and that's why nobody heard from us last week. Yeah. You know, we didn't do any shows. There were no shows.
Because you weren't ever here.
No, I wasn't here. I didn't record with Charlie either.
Uh-uh. Who's Charlie?
I don't remember anymore.
Oh, okay.
He went to the chocolate factory. That's all I know.
Oh, that's right. He inherited it. So in a crooked house.
What did you do this week while I was...
I mothered.
W-O-L. No.
A-O-L.
A-O-L.
W-O-L.
Isn't that owl?
That's backwards. I don't know.
No. What did you do when I was gone?
It's really not very exciting. You ask me that every day, and I say the same old thing.
But you had all this free time because I wasn't here.
Is that free time? Because
calm
you're not
down,
here. Because
down.
You're not here, I have to work even longer.
Why is that?
Because when you get home and we have supper, and then after supper I clean up the dishes, and I go sit down and rest, and then you take care of Helen and get her to bed and everything, and I'm done.
Oh yeah.
But see, you're not here. Then I gotta get her. I gotta get rid of her. Gotta get her to bed. I gotta read stories, and I'm just not the biggest story reader.
You're not the biggest story reader.
I mean, I love to read, but it's just not my thing. I like to pray with her before she goes to bed.
Pray and sing with her, and I'll read her stories.
I read. We had a good time.
All right.
We had a good time.
We're reading Prince Caspian because the movie's coming out and we want to get it read.
Yeah, we read Bible stories and I made her read to me every night. Made her read to me.
Ah.
She read Dr. Seuss every night.
Ooh, I never do that.
Yeah, no, because you don't make her do her homework.
I do too. That's not homework. Her PJs are on and she's in bed. His homework is over.
Uh-huh. That's why you get home late. That's your plan.
Yeah, that's my plan.
You don't have to do anything.
Oh my goodness.
I cooked and I cleaned and I danced a little jig.
You danced a jig?
Yep.
I didn't approve of any dancing.
There's no dancing.
You danced? Hey there, boy. Well, howdy there, sweetie pie. What are you doing in here?
Hey.
Hey, I was going to tell you what I did while you was gone.
Huh.
You were going to tell me what you did while I was gone.
Well, he stayed away. That's a good thing. You warned him, and he stayed away.
Well, he's not allowed in the house if I'm not here.
I know. Last time he came in, it wasn't good.
Well, you should put some kind of sign up. You know, some kind of signal so I know not to come in.
Uh-huh. You're just not supposed to come in.
I don't come in anymore. But I was still busy while you was gone, Brad.
Okay, what were you doing?
Oh, well, I invented this new fish paste. It's really cool. It's made out of ground up minnows. And you can put that on your school.
Ground up what?
Minnows.
Minnows.
That's what I said.
Okay.
You ground that up and you put that on your paper and it'll stick. When it dries, it makes your paper stick together. It's really cool for the kiddos, you know. And I even got it in stick form, you know.
Does it stink?
I let it dry. What do you mean, does it stink? No, it smells good. It smells like fish. Here, smell this.
Oh. Oh, good. Get that out of here. It smells like dead fish. It's disgusting.
Well, I think it smells good. But anyway, you put that on your paper, and it's good for craft projects and stuff. I'm thinking about marketing with the homeschoolers here and down and all. What do you think?
The who?
The homeschoolers.
Homeschoolers.
That's what I said.
He can't. Jeez. He can't talk.
No, he can talk.
I can talk. I say lots of good stuff.
Yeah. Homeschoolers. You know what? I know a lot of homeschooling moms, and I'm not thinking that the market's real big for minnow glue.
No, but it's good for my date life.
It is.
Yeah.
Repelling your date life?
No, just meeting all these homeschooling moms.
Oh, yeah. They're already married.
They're all married.
Oh, no, I didn't know that. Oh, well, I gotta make a couple of phone calls. I'll be back.
Let's lock the door.
Uh-huh. I did. I bolted it.
You bolted it?
Well, you were gone. I don't want him coming in here.
Oh. You can do a bolt on the screen door.
I put a bolt on it.
Oh, okay. Padlock the screen door. You know it's made out of screen, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I shut the other door.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good. All right. Well, later on this week, we will have... many more shows. What do we got coming up this week? Valentine's Day coming up this week. That's going to be interesting. Day. Sure. Mm-hmm. What is so today? Is the 12th?
10th.
11th.
10th.
11th. Well, we're recording on the 10th, but when they hear it, it'll be the 11th.
Sorry.
So Valentine's Day is like Thursday?
Yeah.
14th. Yeah, Thursday.
Valentine's Day is always the 14th.
So that'll be a recording night for me and Charlie. It'll be a nice romantic Valentine's night for me and
Charlie. Oh, yeah, lovely. Have a good time.
Mm-hmm. And then... and then what else we got this week? Lap band surgeries.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Friends of the opposite sex coming up. So we got a lot to talk about this week.
Huh, yeah.
It's going to be cool.
It'll be good.
What? Yeah, sure. You're still mad about Thursday night, aren't you?
Yeah, I did. I forgot about that. Fell on Thursday.
Yeah.
Huh.
Hmm. But me and Charlie need to have our time, too.
Yeah.
We'll work it out. Don't worry.
I'm not worried. I'm going to see 27 Dresses with April.
Oh, Valentine's night.
Yep.
Okay.
We're going to eat popcorn. She'll be my date.
I mean, you can go out Friday night.
I know.
Okay. We had a good time last Friday night.
Yeah, we did.
We went to the steakhouse there in Dallas. It was Texas. No, not Texas Land Cattle. What's the other one we went to? Saltgrass. We went to Saltgrass, and we went out. We had a good time. We just talked. John and April went with us, and we talked and had an adult conversation for about 2 hours.
Or 4 hours, more likely.
Was it four? Time flies.
Yeah, it was nice.
It was a good steak.
Yeah.
I had these really cool things. They were, what were they called? What they
called? Jalapeno.
Call them? No, they called them ranch rattlers.
Yeah, ranch rattlers.
I don't know why they called them that.
Because it's a Texas name.
Anyway, they were a jalapeno stuffed with cheese and shrimp and then deep fried.
April loved them and she thought they were really spicy.
Oh, man, they were good. Oh, they were spicy, but man, they were good. And you dip them in ranch, cut the jalapeno a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Man, oh, my mouth. Oh, look at that. My mouth was filled up with saliva just thinking about it.
Just, quit drooling.
I had to swallow heavy there. That was pretty disgusting. Glad I could share.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm sure everybody's glad.
Well, so we had that, and we had our nice meal there and potatoes. And we didn't eat dessert, though, did we?
No.
No, we didn't dessert it. We didn't even go over to the creamery like we usually do.
Nope.
But...
I think we're all trying to get back to get the kids.
Yeah, we had to come back and get kids that night. Mm-hmm. So, didn't we do something Thursday night too?
I don't know.
I could have thought. I swore we even did something Thursday night when I got home.
No.
No. Oh, you and Helen went out to eat Thursday night by yourselves.
Yeah.
Before I got home.
Uh huh.
Okay. Well, there you go.
There you have it.
Because I didn't get home till like 8.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. All right. Well, we're looking forward to. Looking forward to this week. I mean, forward to getting back to normal, back on schedule.
Back to normal, yeah. It'll be good.
I think so. What are you going to do this week? We did the closet for Saturday.
Uh huh. I'm going to take care of babies.
You're going to take care of babies this week? That's what you normally do.
Yeah. That's all I got.
I highly recommend painting the closet from, I highly recommend that instead of doing drugs. You just paint the inside of a closet. I'm telling you, we had the fan blowing on us and everything, and it was still
wow.
Wow. Yeah. Those drying agents get up into your brain and make your synapses fire weird.
We put a new light in, and it looks like a Look, like you could like dissect something in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, we put like a 400-watt light bulb.
It wasn't a light bulb. We put a closet, fluorescent closet light.
It's not a closet light. That's an industrial light.
Yeah, but they're putting them in closets now and
well,
all
that's
new houses.
We did. Yeah, that's what we did.
And so,
it's
wow.
It's a 4-foot fluorescent light. It's a 4-foot fluorescent
bulbs.
Light with
it's
an electronic
a
ballast.
A so pretty that, one, though.
Yeah. And it's got
I
four.
I mean, it's pretty as they can be.
4 32-watt bulbs. It's pretty much daylight. You hit the switch and you can hear it. But it makes those colors pop.
Yeah, Brad got dressed this morning. I'm like, you got green pants? And he's like, yeah, I wore these all the time. I'm like, yeah, didn't know that.
And the other thing, the inside of the closet was painted like a...
Well, the whole house was painted that color when we moved
but
in.
But the inside of the closet was painted like, what is the color is that anyways? Like almond?
It's like a, yeah.
Almond?
Like a dirt, 20-year-old almond.
it's not shiny.
No.
And so in this closet, you know, there's no window in
it
the closet.
It was just a light bulb.
Yeah, and then just a light bulb, but
I mean,
not even a diffuser.
It's a big walk-in, I mean, big closet. Mm-hmm.
Just a walk-in, and then there was just a light bulb sticking out of the ceiling. No, yeah. No diffuser on it or anything, just mm-hmm. a light bulb sticking out. So we finally got that all fixed, and we painted the walls white, and we put the new light in, and so, man, whew, it's yeah. bright in there. It's like daylight.
So now all the built-ins have to get painted.
So, yeah, so we can lay in our closet in the summer and get a tan, and not have yeah. to go outside.
Mm-hmm. We'll have a party in there.
Air-conditioned. Tanning bed.
Yes, yes. So
I knew I'd get it out if you just yeah. keep be patient with me. Mm-hmm. I'll make it.
You get there.
Well, that's about all we got for today. Where's that? Oh, there it is. Of course, the outro on this thing. So tune in tomorrow when we will talk about opposite friend sex.
Oh.
Opposite friend sex. No, opposite sex friends. No, it's not as dirty as it sounds.
No.
We'll tune in tomorrow anyway. Thanks for joining us. Vios con Dios. Oh, we have a new one. We don't say that anymore. We say, take off your shoes. You're on holy ground.
Yeah, I don't say that.
You don't say that one? Oh, okay.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the Creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.